Welcome and thank you for doing the interview with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
When did you decide to move to Sweden?
So I didn't really decide to move to Sweden. It kind of came to me. I was a student in Germany my last year of my bachelor program in media psychology, and I was looking around for what to do in life. I had some thought about going to France and taking an internship because I knew that I would like to explore the world outside Germany. Mm. But Sweden was really not on my radar until I got invited to a conference in Barcelona where I met a person that I had met earlier. Mm. And he told me that he got married, moved to Sweden and started working for a company called Picket. And I was like, okay, what's that? So he explained a little bit about the company and it sounded really, really interesting and a fitting company for my interests, since I'm very passionate about photography, and what the company does is distribute photographs and pictures to companies and people in need of pictures. So I was like, oh, wow, that sounds amazing. And he's like, well, you know, we're hiring, so you could send me your CV on the conference in Barcelona. So I was like, okay, let me just pull it up on my phone. And I did that. And then it just happened that I ended up here. I got the job and okay, I can try it out.
What an international story.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned four different cities in just this story.
Yeah, maybe that's five. Amazing.
Yeah. You were a student back in Germany.
Yes, in Cologne.
Did you grow up in Germany as well?
No, I was born in Bulgaria. Mm-hmm. I did my gymnasium education there, and I moved out of there when I was 19 to pursue my studies in Germany. Mm.
So, student in Germany, you meet this person and you apply for a job in Sweden and you get it.
Yeah.
Where was this job? Where in Sweden? Where did you relocate to?
Yeah, I relocated to Visby, which was also an interesting part of the whole story, because at the time when all this interview process was happening with the company, I was doing my final exams at university. So I really didn't have the time or the energy to look up, like, what is Visby? Where am I going? I just kind of looked up the company and just went with it.
So Visby was just any Swedish city to
you? Exactly. And I didn't know anything about Sweden at all. I knew that it was up there, it was really cold, and there was a capital called Stockholm. That was everything that I had as a background.
Yeah.
So when I got the job, my boss tells me, I'll book you on a plane and I will send you the ticket. And it was the day after my final exam. And I thought, okay, do it. So I take the plane the next day because I was busy packing the previous day. I take the plane to Stockholm. I take another plane to Visby. And then he picks me up at the airport and goes, hi, Julieta, welcome to the island.
You had no idea you
Wait,
were on an island.
What? I had no idea. So I was like, what?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean now? Okay, explain. Mm. Like, how big is this place? Do we have a bridge, right? Mm. We don't have a bridge. Mm. Like, how do we... What? Mm. Yeah, so I basically ended up here without knowing what it is. Mm. And then the second shock moment was when we drove into the inner city through the wall. And it was like we traveled back in time. So, where am I? What is this? Mm. But it was a positive surprise. You know, it was really beautiful. The sea was everywhere to look at. The architecture was amazing. Like, okay, I can... It was a very beautiful day. Sun was shining. I can do that. I can live with that.
Wow. So you sound like a very spontaneous / brave person.
Thank you.
Okay, so you end up in Visby, Gotland, and you're still here now.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you like it. How long have you been here now?
I just celebrated 5 years in Visby last month.
Do you plan on staying?
I try not to plan too much because when I came here, I was like, this is temporary. This is something that I'm going to do for a year, maybe two, like max three, and then I'm going to move on in life. Mm. 5 years later, I'm still here. So I try not to plan too much.
Yeah.
But I love it. I would love to stay. Mm. And I actually just applied for Swedish citizenship.
Wow.
So hopefully.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Your experience in moving here, first of all, was a little unplanned from the beginning.
Yes.
And then you just kind of did it. And when you actually came here, it was, oh wow, I'm on an island. So everything was very spontaneous and happened pretty fast.
Indeed.
But was there something else about the experience of moving here that was different to what you expected? Did you have time to expect anything?
I didn't really have time to expect anything, but my expectations were based on my moving to Germany, where I was by myself. I had no community, no real place to move to, so it was kind of hard to move there. So I was prepared for this to be a very difficult journey, but it was not. People were amazing. My colleagues were so helpful. My boss was so helpful. Everyone was just, we're gonna make sure that you find a place to stay, that you have it good here, and we're gonna go out of our way to help you in any way you require. And that was amazing because I didn't know these people, basically, and they did everything for me. My boss helped me find my first place to stay, and everyone in the team was very welcoming. We hung out together as friends every day. It was great. I felt very welcome.
I mean, that all sounds extremely good and helpful in the beginning, especially being new in the country as well, not just in Visby.
But yeah.
Do you think that had to do with the fact that the company was based here in Visby, which is a small town on an island, like you said? Do you think they help people a little extra because it's unusual to come here for work?
In retrospective, I actually do think so, because yes, that's also a big difference that I moved to a big city in Germany. This is a small town. People tend to stick together and are much more open to meeting new people. And when somebody new comes here, it's kind of exciting. Oh, it's a new face. Who is this? We need to know this person. Whereas if you go to Stockholm, you're just one of a million faces, and nobody has any idea if, like, what's your story if you're new, and nobody cares. Nobody has time to care, which is also what happened in Germany. So yeah, I definitely think the size of the place and the fact that it's an island that people, when they come here, they tend to stick around for a while. That helped the integration process a lot.
That's interesting. So you're comparing it to your experience with Germany. And did you move to a big city in Germany?
Yes, to Cologne. It has 1.4 million people.
Yeah, my guess is that a lot of people moving to a new country maybe choose one of the bigger cities because they think that that's going to be easier, when in fact it might be easier in a smaller one.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that easy to actually find somewhere to go to in a small town. I have noticed now that a lot of smaller towns in Sweden have universities, and that could be an opportunity. But in terms of work, of course, it's way easier to find a job in a big city because there's many of them. I was just lucky to end up here, and I'm very happy that I did.
Was there something you wish that you would have known before you moved here?
That's a really good question that I actually haven't thought about. I don't think so. I'm really happy with my experience and the way I discovered things. It was interesting. It was like being a child all over again and discovering the world, because the person-to-person dynamic in Sweden and the way people communicate, the way people are, is very new. It's very different from any other country I've been to, and it was very interesting to explore and kind of find that balance of what is tolerable for people, where their borders are and all that. It was interesting.
How would you describe that behavior, that culture?
I think Swedes are really open-minded people. They are very interested to find out about other places in the world, about new countries, about new things. They are very open also in terms of, for example, food is something that I noticed that they're very open about. There are restaurants that come from all corners of the world in any place in Sweden. Something that is interesting about Swedes is that you really shouldn't go over the top with how you give feedback, because they seem to tone down their feelings and opinions. So when you share an opinion, you should try to be a little bit like smoother and calmer, maybe not just put it out there, but find a nice way to sneak it in. That's something that's very different from my own culture, where we are very straightforward and put things on the table immediately.
Interesting balance there.
Yeah, very interesting balance indeed.
You just described some type of general behavior. If we go into work culture specifically, how would you describe the Swedish work culture? You've been working here since day one.
Yes. I think what's really good about the Swedish work culture is that there is no real hierarchy. So you are open to go and talk to the CEO if there's something that bothers you, and there's nothing weird about that, which is not the case in many other countries that I've been to and worked with. Also, people tend to try their best to be a team player. There are not so many and so clear leadership roles in Swedish work culture, but everything is kind of, I mean, we chip in, we find a way to work it out, so it's good for everyone.
So focus on teamwork and not a very hierarchical organization in general.
Which is really good, but sometimes I feel like there could have been clearer leadership roles.
Could that be a little bit of a challenge too, to not really...
I do think so, because trying to make things work for everyone is not always the best approach. It's often the best approach, but sometimes it could end up in endless discussions and in no clear decision-making process. And I think it's good to have an authority that could set down the foot and say, this is how it's going to be, so that things don't take as much time as they do.
Would you feel like, because when we talk about culture, there's also this layer of culture where, as an immigrant, you kind of have to decide if you want to completely adapt or if you want to bring in, you know, your own style, your own cultural style to it. So in this case, the straightforwardness that you describe from your country, is that something that you can bring into the work culture here?
Yeah, so I did that in the beginning and I noticed that it wasn't very well received. So I tried to balance it out and adapt it. I am my own personality and I can't take it away from me. So I still come with straightforward approach, but I try to do it in a way that is acceptable here. So that is also a balance that every person that I've met who's moved here has had the challenge to find. Like, how does your own personality fit into the big picture, and what can you do in order to fit in better? But I think that my straightforwardness has been appreciated in a lot of contexts in my workplace.
Probably.
So I'm happy about that.
Yeah. I can imagine that this lack of leadership or clear leadership, organizations like that, I can imagine that it's appreciated with someone who kind of is clear and straightforward about what we need to do and how we can move forward with different job tasks.
It's a bit shocking, but in the end, it's appreciated.
You've described a lot of really good things and positive things. What's been the most difficult thing for you, your Swedish experience?
Yeah, so it's been very interesting to find out how Sweden is as from a political perspective as a country. Because in some aspects, Sweden is very restrictive, very...
Regulated,
yes. But in other aspects, it's very liberal. And it doesn't feel like it's a nice balance. It's either all the way in one direction or all the way in the other. And it's really hard to figure out which questions are the liberal ones and which questions are the restricted ones and why. So that has been a bit of a challenge to navigate.
So you're back to this balance idea, right? But politically instead. Oh, interesting. Sometimes people describe Sweden as an extreme country. And I think that's what you're describing here as well, because we can also be extreme in, you know, the more calm way. So I can imagine that that's hard to kind of pinpoint. I also think when following foreign news, that sometimes it's so obvious that some issues, some political issues that are so clearly, you know, left-wing or right-wing in another country is the complete opposite here. Which is confusing to me as well.
That's very true.
What's your favorite thing about Sweden?
I think the nature. I love Swedish nature. It's so beautiful, especially in the summer. Wonderful beaches, wonderful forests. The sun is up 20 hours a day. I love it.
And what do you do in nature usually?
I love going to the beach, maybe just to for a bit of sunbathing and reading. Mm. I also like taking walks in the forest.
Mm.
And I love going out with my camera and taking pictures.
Oh yeah, photographer, of course.
Yeah.
Did you pick up surfing here now that you're an island
I can't,
person?
I can't swim, which okay. I'm not allowed to say living on an island, but I can't swim, so no, unfortunately.
Do you speak Swedish?
Yes,
yeah?
I do.
What's your experience in learning Swedish?
That was also kind of cool because the company I work for, we work in English. We're an international company. So the corporate language is English. So I never thought I would learn Swedish, since when I moved here, I didn't have the plan to stay in the country.
Mm.
But after a year of being here, I realized that I actually like this place. I can stay here for a little bit longer.
Mm.
So then I signed up for SFI,
mm.
Which was a very positive experience for me. I learned the language really quickly. I think I was completely fluent in 15 months. I went from...
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. I went from my first lesson to my last lesson in Svatri
mm.
in 15 months.
Mm.
And I met so many wonderful people there.
Mm.
I met like-minded people that have moved here that are also like me, trying to navigate the landscape. We had a lot to talk about.
Mm.
Some of us were the same age, in the same situation in life.
Mm.
So I have to say that I met a lot of friends for life
mm.
at SFI.
So learning Swedish has been a positive experience for you, networking wise and socially, not just for the actual language.
Exactly, mm. yes. And also my teachers were really, really good. I don't know if it has to do with the fact that we're on an island and we're a smaller group of people here. But teachers were really helpful. They knew each one of us and what mm. works for each one of us personally, and they adapted to that and helped us learn in the best way for each person.
Mm. I think that's also one of the more positive sides of moving to a smaller city, that
yeah.
the Swedish classes will be, the groups will be smaller usually as well. I would like to ask you what your number one advice for finding work here in Sweden would be. So you applied for work from outside, and I would be very interested in hearing both advice searching jobs from outside of Sweden, but also when you're here, if you have any ideas on that.
Yeah, so my number one advice for job seekers everywhere is network.
Mm.
Meet people, go out there, try to find out what kind of companies are out there, what their values are, what kind of people they need, what kind of people are in the team, and find a place to apply where you feel that your personality and your profile will be appreciated and will contribute.
Mm.
Meeting people is really, really important. Even if you don't get that particular job when you meet a certain person, just the experience of knowing more people will be helpful in the long run.
You're encouraging people to do networking
mm.
for a few different reasons. You're mentioning the fact that that might actually lead to a job that you want, that aligns with your values and you as a person and a professional person. But you're also talking about this thing to branch out.
Yes.
So once you start networking, even if that doesn't lead to a job, you might meet someone that leads to something that leads to something.
Exactly.
And so on. And meanwhile, you'll be meeting people and expanding your social network as well.
Yeah, which is also really important, because when you move to a new country, regardless of which country it is, you need to find your social group. You're not going to be able to adapt and you're not going to be able to integrate if you don't know people.
Mm.
You need to communicate.
Mm. And how do you network?
I signed up for a lot of events, a lot of maybe free conferences or paid conferences that had to do with my work field. Just going there and learning from the professionals is very valuable, but also meeting other people that go there to learn from the professionals is valuable
mm.
because the chance is high that you will meet people that are like-minded, that sit in the same boat as you do.
Mm. Very smart.
SFI is also a great way to network, by the way, because
mm.
then you meet other foreigners that have come here, maybe
mm.
for work, maybe for personal reasons,
mm.
but also people that are new in the country, and you can help each other navigate the landscape.
Mm. You were talking about researching companies to find out what type of company it is, and if you would be interested in that company, like what are actual ways of doing this?
One very easy way to do that is social media. Most companies, if not all, have presence on social media where you can go and also like follow through, look at their profile, but also look at who's commenting on that company, what kind of people they are, what kind of network that company has, what kind of conversations are going on, who are the people you might be dealing with if you end up at that company.
Mm.
That's a good way to go about it. I think LinkedIn is a very valuable social media network for professionals that I would really recommend everyone to be at and have their profile updated, because people look on LinkedIn.
Yeah, it's widely used in Sweden, actually.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people confuse LinkedIn with a place where you just apply for jobs, whereas this thing you're describing to do your networking, but also your extended research.
Mm.
That's an excellent way. I think you sound like a career coach.
Thank you.
It's very good advice. And it actually gets you somewhere, because a lot of big companies are very present on LinkedIn nowadays.
Yes.
So they actually do share not only job ads, but also like articles and events sometimes and so on.
Exactly. And if you really want to be part of the company's, what the company stands for, you can engage in the conversation. Mm, it's a exactly. social network. You can comment, you can like, you can share. Get yourself out there, build your own timeline and your own profile based on your values and the person that you want to be seen as.
Mm. You might have noticed that we have a playlist with Swedish music.
Right.
So I ask everyone I interview for a favorite Swedish song.
Oh my god.
And it doesn't have to be a song in Swedish, but just from like a Swedish artist or a Swedish band. Do you listen to any Swedish music?
I listen to a lot of rock music.
Mm.
There are two Swedish bands that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
I love Sabaton, especially from their earlier years.
Yeah.
And I really like Royal Republic.
Then we're going to have to add a song from Royal Republic, because we already have a Sabaton song.
Oh, okay.
From one of our other interviewed expats, actually.
All right.
Do you have a specific song that you like a little more?
Let me get back to you on that.
Yeah.
I will pick the perfect Royal Republic song from your playlist.
I'll be waiting.
Yeah,
perfect.
Sure.
That's great.
A fun story about that. The week before I was moving to Sweden, it was also Rock am Ring in Germany.
Mm.
It's the big rock festival
where
I went. And I was frontline, 90,000 people behind me. Royal Republic was on the stage. And they kind of screamed like, "We're Royal Republic from Sweden." Huh? And I'm moving to Sweden.
Amazing.
The guitar player came down with his guitar pick and handed it to me. That was fun.
That's a great memory. Oh, perfect. That's a perfect add to our playlist.
Yes.
So to sum up the interview, your moving to Sweden story started off with a spontaneous meeting that ended up with you moving to the biggest island in Sweden and actually living in a pretty remote place.
Yes.
But you've had a very positive experience here.
Yes,
you
I have.
Got a lot of help from your employer, but it also sounds like this is a place that you enjoy living.
Definitely.
And you've described this balance in the workplace, but also in Swedish society, of engaging and working in a team and so on, but at the same time, not being too straightforward with your opinions and just trying to ease in opinions more. That's something you've learned how
yes.
to do. And then you also gave some excellent advice on networking. And that's the most important thing to build your career here in Sweden.
Yes, I
Perfect.
Think so.
And you've had a cool interaction with Royal Republic.
Yeah, in Germany.
Is there anything else you would like to add before we finish the interview?
I would wish good luck to everyone moving to Sweden. It's a great place to be. People are very welcoming and I'm sure you will love it here.
Perfect.
So just move to Sweden.
Yeah. I can't get that image out of my head, you screaming, "I'm moving to Sweden." It's just so perfect. Thank you so much for doing an interview.
Thank you for having me.